Well, you know why we're here. So if you have any doubts or reservations, now's the time to say so. No one will think any less of you. Because once you enter this family, there's no getting out.
Babies are one of my many areas of expertise. Growing up, I performed my own circumcision.
Let's get started.
Woo!
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 They used to fall face first and do a face plant.
PG!
Let me tell you something right now. Limousine riding, kiss stealing, oil and nailing. All right, it's the Jones Zone, episode 10. Thank you for joining us. Your real estate advocates, community connectors. Quite the week. Let's talk about November the 14th through the 18th. We have a special guest with us here, Matthew Krasnoff with CB. I always get the acronym wrong. What is it?
CBC.
CBC National Bank.
Mortgage Division.
Mortgage.
Woo!
Woo!
There's going to be a lot of woo!
We got some wrestling fans in the house. We also have our poll question if you're on Facebook Live, which is if you had to get rid of one. Which would it be, French fries or potato chips? Matt would give up chips. Brian, what would you give up?
French fries.
I think I'd give up French fries, too.
You guys enjoy your fruit cup.
I know. That's the thing. And we were talking about this in terms of the poll question. Let me go back to Facebook. Get to the gym talking about chips. Come on, Paul.
He misspelled two. He put the extra O in two. It's one O. So let's go get on with it.
Alright, let's get on with the podcast. Big week for us. Had a buyer go under contract yesterday with Matt, actually, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Matt was the loan officer on that one. We got a new listing coming out in Rock Hill, which is affordable. We're going to list it at around 95, which would be good for anyone looking to buy something. Marketing changes, you guys, keeping an ear out and eye open for, we got to pretty much revamp our whole thing. I don't know if Alex has to do this or not, but you're not allowed to use Realty in your name anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yep, she's already done the changes.
So the Jones Brothers Realty, we have until the new year to figure out what we're going to do with that. So
Jones Brothers, bodacious, awesome team.
I don't know. That's not bad.
Great job.
I'm gonna get on GoDaddy right now and lock that in. We had a commercial this week, which was Shiloh's.
Yeah.
Listing appointment with
Shiloh. The listing appointment.
Did you see that one with the little girl and all?
It's gone viral. You haven't seen it.
Wow.
It's we go to her house and she gives us crap about being there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And let's see what else. Veteran Ventures, we're getting good with that. Tony Holden,
our last week's guest. We're having our first meetup this Tuesday, the 22nd, 5:30 to 7:30 at Industry Charlotte on Music Factory Boulevard.
That's right. That'll be
if you know any veterans who are interested in becoming entrepreneurs, starting their own business.
That's awesome.
It's a great place to be. I'll be there. Chris will be there. You'll be there, right?
Oh, yeah. I saw somebody post something today about a family friend lost a son to suicide. Veterans, man. Tony said every 65 seconds?
Yeah.
That's sad. That's sad, man. So we got to do something for that. And hopefully that Veteran Ventures will be a good community for them to do that. So... we got a couple commercials coming up. Go for Fit Kids, which is a company in Charlotte that does kind of like after school type of stuff. Getting kids active, doing different activities. So that'd be good. And then SAS Photography. Holiday season's coming around, so people are going to be getting their Christmas cards and getting their photographs. And one of our friends owns SAS Photography, so we'll be connected with her.
Yeah. Excellent.
And so Brian knows them for a while. Let's see what we got on Facebook Live. Stack? Oh, wait, hold on. Lori Becker would give up French fries. Paul Kane, he still hasn't said. Sarah Gatti would give up French fries. I think I'd have to give fries. You can stick better than fries.
I don't know what that means.
You can stack better.
You can stack better than fries. So what my reasoning is that you're at home more than you are out eating.
True.
Now, if you're going to a party, is your host serving French fries or potato chips?
True.
I mean, you can't be at the Super Bowl eating celery and carrots all day or all the whole game. You don't eat chips.
Yeah. And nobody wants that opportunity to be rude, you know. Yeah. Would you like chips? No.
No.
I gave up chips.
I gave up chips.
There's a lot more diversity with chips. Like you can have Pringles,
you got the Pringles,
you can have
Doritos.
Chips and salsa.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that.
People are just rushing. They're not taking this very seriously. They're just rushing this.
I think we're thinking about what do I feel like having now?
Yeah.
Well, French fries now.
Yeah.
But for the rest of my life, maybe not. Yeah.
It's tough, man. Jeez. Matt, what is it like just to be great? We got a question from Nick Bowman. What is it like to just wake up and be great? How do you, you're like, I don't know. You know, I've been doing it for so long.
Yeah, I know nothing else.
I know nothing else.
I've been great my entire life.
I don't know what to say, but thank you.
All right, well, let's talk with Matt a little bit about what he does. Let's give you a chance to share a little bit of your story, whatever you're comfortable with sharing,
sure.
what you did, where you're from, how you got into the mortgage industry, and then we also kind of wanted to touch a little bit about how you think the election is impacting your industry and
sure.
real estate in general. So
sure.
If you wouldn't mind, go ahead, man.
Well, I mean, where did I come from? I came from, I'm not going to go that far back. So I went to school at Winthrop University.
What? Me too.
What? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
The woo.
The woo-woo.
Woo-woo-woo-woo.
You know it. Woo-woo-woo. So, but anyways, we graduated there. And I'm from Chesapeake, Virginia, and I decided to go to Winthrop. They sent me a T-shirt, so I knew they really cared, right?
Yeah.
So I decided to go to Winthrop, and just met a lot of cool people there, made some good connections, and, you know, you make these promises yourself or say make the plans for what I'm going to do. So I'm at college going, okay, I'm going to go back to where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, once I graduate, I'm like, you know, I already made these connections and friends. This is my sphere right here. So first job out of school, started working at a rent-a-car place.
Oof.
So, yeah.
The green one or the yellow one?
Right? The green one.
Okay.
Didn't enjoy washing cars wearing a suit and tie too much, but it's okay. You know, it was a living. And after that, had the opportunity to go into finance. First started with one of those back in the day, remember the strip center financial places, like
mm-hmm.
right next to like the Walmart and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I started at a place like that, and then I guess just kind of made some more connections and started really getting involved in mortgages and went into another field of mortgage, which is called wholesale, where basically I was dealing with people like where I'm at right now in retail, okay,
uh-huh.
or you know, you can call them brokers, and just building relationships with a bunch of them, and it was okay, but it was the kind of business that I wanted to. I keep hearing about all these great experiences that the brokers had with the customers, and I was like, man, I really want that. You know, I don't want to just lock myself in a cube. I want to have relationships with customers and enjoy their not just be like a part of it behind the scenes, but really enjoy their home buying experience, because that's awesome. It's a change in the life. It's a they're buying their dream homes, and I really wanted to witness that on the front stage. So I crossed over into the retail section, which is me directly dealing with the consumer or the customers, and basically, I worked several years at a bigger bank, crossed over still recently. I've been about at my current company for about 6 months. Chose to go with them because they're a much smaller company. So, I mean, I could call the president right now if I wanted to. It's crazy. Nice. Yeah, I never had that experience before, so it's really cool. And so have a lot more control over things as far as, you know, the process. You know, these customers want to close at a certain time. Can we close by that time? Have a little bit more control over that instead of saying I'm at the mercy like a leaf in the wind. But basically, and also, you know, the company I'm with now, they're really growing. They're trying to grow their name. They don't invest heavily yet into like advertising and marketing. Their marketing actually is me. But the good things that come along with that, they don't have as much overhead and markup into like how can they make that up. And usually the way that folks make that up is by whatever they sell as far as.
Well, listen, we're in a new economy, right?
Yeah.
I was watching Gary Vaynerchuk's thing yesterday, a little live speech he had. The average attention span of the American is 8 seconds.
Yeah.
Down from 12 seconds in 2001. So we have an attention span less than...
What were you saying?
I'm saying that we have a less attention span.
Oh, okay.
Than a goldfish, you know? So it's goldfish's attention span is about 9 seconds, and ours is 8 as Americans.
Oh, wow.
So the traditional advertising, you know, people aren't on the TV like during commercial breaks anymore. They got they got Hulu, Amazon, and everything like that.
Yeah.
So there's new ways to advertise, and quite frankly, it's an awesome new era. But there's other ways to advertise, social media, et cetera, so on and so forth.
So that's good. They're investing in their people and their foot soldiers and their word of mouth and. Which we know a lot of people that do a lot of business with you, and you've gotten a lot of praise, so that's good.
I appreciate it.
And so tell us a little bit about some of your products. I know you guys take a lot of pride in what you can provide for people, but, you know, do you mind sharing what you guys
absolutely.
Got?
Absolutely. One thing that is starting to become really popular right now is if you're looking at buying a new home, for example, a new home, they got to have time to build a home. Let's say like you find a builder and they want to build a home on a dirt lot. Well, it could take about 6 months. Well, I can actually lock a rate for 6 months. And the good news about that is locking a rate for 6 months doesn't really sound like a different thing than some other companies do, except I don't even collect a deposit. So I can lock a rate for 6 months. You don't even give me anything up front. So I created a free insurance for somebody.
Yeah.
And that's really awesome, especially in today's market where we have no idea where the stopping point of rising rates are going to be. And locking a rate in for 6 months is a good security, especially when they see what the payment is and they know that payment will never change. So that's a good security. It's just something without the deposit needed. It's just, hey, we can do this for you. No questions asked. It's just a really cool product to have. Other cool products. I mean, we do the 30-year fix. We do 15-year fix. Not too many people asking about the adjustable rates right now.
I was going to ask you about that, actually.
Yeah. So I can see benefits to it. I don't know if they still say it. I remember there was one time the U.S. Census said the average time a homeowner stays in their home is like 7 years.
Yeah.
But I think that might... have grown to maybe 10 years now.
I think it was 7 to 10.
Yeah, okay. So I thought I heard that. And so I don't know if a 5-year home really goes with the 10-year census right now. But you never know, right?
Right.
And also we know life, you grow in life, you change in life. So I got some friends and they say, man, I hope I'm not making the same I am in 10 years from now. And I'm like, and then you got other ones who are saying, I do hope I'm making the same I have in 10 years from now. But, you know, we got different products to help with coming up the right one just for you. Usually the way I find that out is just asking a lot of questions. You know, I'm never going to tell you what you need. I'm going to ask a bunch of questions and basically see, okay, with that, and I'm always going to present options. Here's what I think you may want to look at, you know.
Right.
I'm never just going to go like, okay, hey, nice to meet you. Let me tell you what our 30-year fix is.
Yeah.
Well, just dive right into it. Yeah.
So talk a little bit about, everyone wants to know what the bottom line is, what they're going to have to bring to the table. So do you guys have any zero down programs? Do you have any closing cost assistance programs? How can you help people limit what they need to bring to the table?
we do have relationships, obviously, with certain organizations like House Charlotte, South Carolina Housing Authority, Rock Hill Housing Authority, where they have down payment assistance programs. The down payment assistance programs, however, have limitations, okay? So not everybody can capitalize on that. If it was so great, how come not everybody's doing it? Well, they got limits on how much income you can make, okay, and things like that, if that makes sense. So let's say, like, we take someone who doesn't qualify for the down payment assistance programs, but they, you know, just like me, you, and everybody, they just, they don't have 20 grand in their account or something, mm-hmm, like that. Where are ways that we can be creative or help to help me buy a house? Because obviously I want to buy, which versus renting, you know, and all that stuff. Well, that's the benefit that I've done research before I chose the company that I came to at CBC National Bank, mortgage division. I like to say mortgage division because I don't do checking and accounts. But having, you want to shop around, you want to look for good rates. But the one thing I don't think clients understand is that you can actually, we have the opportunity to elevate the rate a little bit and take what's called lender credits and use that to offset closing costs and things like that. Okay. Now, most cases, the borrower still needs to come with a certain percentage of down payment. Okay. That's just the program. There are some programs where it's called a USDA program, where you don't have to put as much money, mm-hmm, down. That's more location sensitive. Where are you looking to buy, you know? But I love it. I love that program because they call it the Rural Housing Development, mm-hmm, Program. That's really just folks in D.C. drawing lines and it's like, no, these are not farms. These are neighborhoods.
I live in a subdivision and we got it was USDA.
Got ours. So that's a great program. It does have some limitations as well, but a lot more flexible than like the down payment assistance programs. VA, love VA.
I have VA.
VA's probably the best program you're going to ever find. Yeah.
I just refinanced for a ridiculously low.
I mean,
ridiculously low.
Credit scores at bare minimums. you know, ideally at least it's just a 600 score. But again, no down payment, really easy loan. But, you know, veterans deserve that. And thank you for your service. Appreciate it. But the other thing, going back to the, as far as the rates go and the lender credits, what I love to do, because my bank offers some really competitive rates. And what I love to do is help out folks. If you've been pre-approved elsewhere, that's awesome. But feel free to give me a call. You know, let me know what interest rate you were pre-approved for, and let's see how that compares with me. Because if my interest rate is that much less than the interest rate you got, that's great. But, you know, let's say, okay, you got to come with the down payment, but then you got to also come up with closing costs. And what are you guys finding in the marketplace as far as working with sellers and everything? Do you find out with are you going to be able to get your offer in the front of the line by asking the seller to pay closing costs or not asking the seller to pay closing costs?
It really depends on the purchase price that, from my experience, and how many days on the market. So if it's a situation where you know you're going to be in a multiple offer situation, then, and they really want that house, you're better off not asking for closing costs, because chances are you're going to be up against some competition.
And that's kind of what I feel from the market too. And that's where I really want to help folks out and saying, listen, I don't want to make the rate worse than what you have right now. Just give me a chance. Let me see if I can even match the rate you have and maybe get enough lender credit where we can still offset the closing costs so you can still go and get the home that you want, still paying a great rate and everything without the concern of the closing costs. So that's really my goal. I just love people just to call me and give me the chance to see, not make matters worse for them, but really just to give them those options, because, you know, some folks just, here's a 30-year rate. Next.
So you're pretty qualified. Can you elaborate on this? A lot of people don't, there's a misconception, among home buyers where if they feel like if they've gotten one lender to give them, an interest rate or whatever, pull their credit, they're afraid to go to another one because they think it's going to negatively impact their credit. So can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Sure. Well, there's some sites, and I can look it up. From what I understand, the government gives you some time, okay? I got to do some more research, but I think it might be about 14 days from the initial credit pull. All the banks and lenders, they'll still show the inquiry, but as far as affecting your score, it should only recognize the code one time within a certain period of time. Mm-hmm. The government gives you time to shop around.
Yeah,
you know, right. Just like anything else. It's not going to be like one and done, because that just doesn't sound kosher.
No, no.
But, but basically, the thing is, but yeah, if you go past that time frame, then yeah, it could affect your score. But the thing that, is that everything's in tiers, mm-hmm. okay? And from what I've seen, a credit inquiry may affect your score by about a couple of points.
Yeah.
But if you have credit and you're making payments on the credit, that good payment that you made just that month will earn you a couple points. Yeah. So it kind of works.
Reminds me of like a weight loss, weight gain. Everybody fluctuates, you know.
A story of my life, man.
Tell me about it.
But basically,
you don't have to tell me how hard it is.
But no, everything's in tiers. I do ask, do they recall what their credit score was? You know, I can do a pre-qualification. I don't mind doing that. You know, a pre-qualification, just talking to them. Most people know what they're paying on their credit, right?
Right.
So I don't necessarily have to pull your credit to help you, but in order to release a pre-approval letter, so you got the golden ticket in your hand to put in an offer, we definitely want to solidify that, you know, before I put my name on it, that you can indeed be pre-approved. But they already have a pre-approval letter. That's great. I don't mind. I want to talk to the folks who have already been pre-approved.
Right.
So we can go ahead and discuss their options and things like that, and they can really get to know about me and what I can offer.
Yeah,
so
we like talking to people that are pre-approved too.
Yeah.
I want to touch on this. So the election, everyone was freaking out about the market. On election night, the side story was how everything's dropping and all that. How's that affecting the mortgage industry? Are you guys freaking out, or is everything going to be okay, or what?
We're not freaking out. We understand what's going on. But, of course, I want the rates to stay low. I want the rates to stay low just as much as everybody else. All I can say is to give some people some positiveness. The rates are increasing. What's going on is the U.S. Treasury is increasing. And the Treasury is, you know, where everybody borrows money from.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it's more expensive to borrow money from and the banks still need to make their margins, they're going to raise their rates, right? So basically, investors are buying the U.S. Treasury because they're really investing in the concept. It's a negative concept of inflation in the future. And so they're treating it almost like the stock market. You know, well, the stocks go up real quick.
Yeah.
Bonds aren't supposed to go up real quick. But they say, hey, here's an investment opportunity.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So we're going to buy it. It actually went from like 1.7 to 2.33 in like a span of like a little more than a week.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, yeah, you've seen rates climb up in cases about 0.5%. And there is still an upward increase. Everything's going up. So as long as the investors are still buying the bond and the bond's increasing, then, or the treasury is increasing, then you're going to see rates go up. But, you know, where rates are right now, the good news, rates are basically where they were in the beginning of 2016.
Okay.
So things were still good in 2016, things like that. They are still historic lows, just instead of 3.25, it may be up to 3.75 right now on a 30-year fixed, you know.
But you're not telling people that are interested, you're not telling them to wait, or you're not telling them to panic, or you're still encouraging people to move forward like normal?
Still move forward. Still move forward like normal. You know, right now, I would say, go ahead and pull this up. I actually pulled up the rates yesterday and made a little chart. And I see Facebook Live. I'm actually looking at myself.
Yeah, right, yeah, nice. It's a little just delay here. That's what I'm looking at right here.
Let's see. Okay, here we go. So, you know what? We could talk about rates all day long, But you know, like when you go
shopping, please let's do
when you go shopping for a pair of jeans.
Yeah.
You look at the price tag, right?
Right.
Do you say what's the rate on this price tag? No, right? You look at the price tag. So, basically, here's something I came up with, and if anybody's renting for this amount, I say now's still a good time to buy, because this is what basically you can get as a purchase price with a minimal down payment of like 3.5%, okay? If you're renting for $580 a month, you can purchase a $100,000 property. And I'm talking about with taxes and estimated homeowners insurance all included, $580 a month. If you're renting for $750 a month, you could buy a $150,000 property. If you're renting for $900 a month, you could actually cross that. If you're renting $750 a month, you could purchase about $125,000 property. Sorry about that. If you're renting for $900 a month, you could purchase $150,000 property. If you're renting for $1,050 a month, you could probably purchase $180,000 property.
Wow, yeah.
If you're renting for $1,150 a month, you could probably purchase $200,000 property.
Jeez.
If you're renting for and this is very common in Fort Mill too,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes.
If you're renting for $1,375 a month, you can purchase a $225,000 property. And this is with taxes and insurance,
yeah,
I'm estimating.
Yeah.
If you're renting for $1,500 a month, you can purchase a $250,000 property. So it's still a great time to buy.
Definitely.
So are the concerns of the public, or is it credit scores? I mean, obviously, if you can rent and if you can buy for what you're saying, for what people are renting, is it just a credit issue or a timing issue?
I think it's really two. I think it's one, they don't know. They don't know what folks can do. That's the benefit of you know, that's why I love how you guys do business. You guys go out there in the community. You guys talk to everybody. I think in a couple years, I think one of these guys are probably going to be the mayor. So,
if you had to guess,
another poll question.
Sorry.
Which town are we talking about?
You be Clover. I'll do Fort Mill. We'll split it.
I'll be the mayor of York County.
Okay.
I'll be the mayor of South Carolina. Yes, I'm running for mayor of South Carolina. Oh, okay.
You mean governor?
No.
I don't want to be governor. I just want to be mayor.
All right, good.
And I would say the other thing is probably just assuming. You know, assuming, oh, I got bad credit, or I had this late, or this.
Well, and you
got
to realize.
Thing happened. Yeah.
And you got to realize, we're coming. 2008 was a terrible, terrible market crash. So we have had record number of people renting who used to be homeowners, but what they may not realize is time's lapsed, right? They're eligible to get another loan now. It's been 7 years. So, I mean, and it's just maybe it's timing for them. Maybe they just don't want to get into that headache again. You never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just talk to somebody like you guys, talk to me. We're real people. We're not going to make you feel bad. In fact, I can tell you right now, there's a lot. I would say yes to we allow 2 years from bankruptcy. Don't require you to pay off medical collections. I mean, there's things that I just don't want folks to assume,
right, yeah,
that we might not even take as a big ordeal when it comes to home buying.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Everything all right?
Yeah, I was just waving to the people.
Waving to the people. You're already starting your political career. Kissing
babies. Find a baby.
Yeah. All right, so let's have some fun.
Let's have some fun. Right. Let's talk about what the people want to hear about.
All right, so our poll question's still up. If you have to give up one, give up French fries, potato chips. Have you been swayed, or are you still sticking to French fries? It's such a this is what we do. This is our life, by the way. It's like, hey, if you had to do this, we always have some weird conversation.
This sounds bad. I think I am turning to chips now.
You gotta go chips.
For me, it's about at home.
It's like, about convenience.
Yeah.
About convenience.
I think it's more of a social food.
Yeah, you have people over your house for a Super Bowl party. You can't serve chips. Or you could serve chips, but you wouldn't be able to partake.
And you can get
Chips Anonymous.
A lot of times, you can get chips at restaurants now. You know.
Yeah.
Now you can't. Yeah, I can't
imagine going
something.
To a football party and my friends going, "Hey, I made French fries. I made
a bunch of fries. Who wants ketchup?
I got tater tots as well.
Spuds. Mix
them. Whip them up real quick for you guys.
What are these? Are these curly fries or regular? They're regular. Oh,
rubbish!
Crinkle cut. Get this crap out of here.
Crinkle crap is what it is.
Let's talk wrestling.
Woo!
I'm going to put you on the spot.
All right, do it.
I don't know if I told you about this in advance, but we do we like to put our guests on the spot. All right. Top five favorite wrestlers all time. Go.
All right. Hulk Hogan, Ultimate Warrior, Macho Man.
He's going old school.
He is.
That's where I grew up. That's where I grew up. Oh gosh. Andre the Giant.
No judgment.
Okay. And George the Animal Steel.
Steel. I don't even think I saw him at wrestle. Hey, John, comment, man. I know you're a wrestling guy. Watch him say Rick Rude or somebody. So you prefer kind of late 80s over the Attitude Era? Because what are your top five?
What are yours?
Dude, I'd have to go... The Rock would be on there.
Yeah.
Obviously. You know who would be on there? Kind of a sleeper pick is Kurt Hennig.
Oh, okay.
Kurt Hennig in your top five.
I think I'd
Mr.
probably...
Mr. Perfect.
Mr. Perfect, man.
His son didn't do as good.
I know, dude.
He got a bad rap.
Yeah.
He's on SmackDown, right?
He got says Razor.
Yeah, the Razor.
No, I don't think he is.
I thought he and Bo Dallas have something going on right now.
Oh, okay.
Were you a Macho Man guy at all?
Yeah, he said Macho Man.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Sorry. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think I still think
it's just this
imagine what happened between him and Hulk Hogan despised each other behind the scenes. I didn't know that.
What was that tag team called?
Ultimate Powers.
No, that was with Mega Powers.
Mega Powers.
Yeah, the Ultimate.
This is incredible. I would love to do this once a week at least.
we need to get Josh Ray
in here.
So incredible.
It was the Ultimate. Macho Man and Warrior were together. That's
so
what you're thinking.
Ultimate
of.
Powers.
No, Hulk Hogan and Warrior.
Mega Powers. Yeah, I don't think they were.
No, Mega Powers was Macho Man,
yeah,
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
But Hulk Hogan and Warrior did
a few matches.
Yeah.
Or something.
Did they?
My top five.
Here we go.
All right, now is this an order? This isn't in it. Okay.
Just
top five. My five list. Triple H.
Interesting.
Heel.
I think
best,
I could put him
the
in my
best,
top five.
Interesting.
Best top five.
It's good
heel.
For business.
When he tells the fans, I'm not in the mood.
I'm not.
I get sure. I am not in the mood.
Okay, so we got Triple H, all right? You got to go with The Rock. See, I take this very, very seriously.
I have a feeling.
Kurt Angle.
Oh, I was going to say that feeling. You're about to say that. I had a feeling you were going to say that.
Kurt Angle.
I see a commonality here. Very strong, strong-willed individuals.
Okay.
Hey, maybe the guy fighting in Sunday.
He's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Seth?
Goldberg.
Brock's in my top five. I love Brock.
Oh, yeah. I love Brock in the UFC, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, then I'm going to go with Stone. Nah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
No, not top five. Come back to me on these last two. Jesus.
He's taking it very serious.
He does this all the time.
I respect that.
Let's see, I'm going to go with... I definitely love Triple H, The Rock, Goldberg, Kurt Hennig. Man, I'm already at four.
I got a question. In your opinion, the most underrated wrestler, like really... Almost like an actor, like you were like Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Done just as movies, as many movies as everybody else, but never really like as high as De Niro or something.
Okay,
you know?
that's an interesting question.
That's an awesome question.
Because there's a lot of wrestlers I feel like that are just like should be in the Hall of Fame.
I know.
Or just nobody that talks about them as much.
Oh my God!
You know who Million Dollar Man? He was underrated.
He was such a great heel.
He was good, man. His laugh was really amazing.
There was a segment where he would give this boy $100 to dribble a basketball.
I got one
like
for you.
10 times.
I got one for you right now. I got one for you right now. I think everybody recognizes the name, but nobody really knows. Nobody has really made this guy huge or anything. But they know the name. You ready for this? Because everybody I talked to, they're like, I know that. The Brooklyn Brawler.
Oh, yes. Yes.
What happened to the Brooklyn Brawler?
Dude,
but everybody knows the Brooklyn Brawler.
Yeah, he's still with the business. No, up until recently. Yeah, up until recently. He was one of the backstage dudes for a long time.
Oh,
he
yeah.
was like I don't know if he was a head writer, but he did like
he was,
a lot of booking and a lot of up until recently.
Development and stuff like
and
that.
And then I just heard an interview. What podcast was that?
Talk is Jericho?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah,
he was on Talk is Jericho, which he's an underrated man. Chris Jericho's
Chris
underrated.
Chris Jericho might be my top five.
He had a heck of a run, man.
God, yeah, he is. He's in my top five.
He's reading his list of
Cry
moves.
Baby Jericho.
Yeah, that was funny. Wrestling, we could talk about it. We might have to do this once a week.
We might have to do this. And
there's
then
so many.
The round table. Get around the round table.
Get around the round table.
Okay, so to round off my top five.
Here we go.
We have Triple H. We have Kurt Angle. The Rock. Chris Jericho. Oh, damn. Come on, Matt. Don't give too much pressure. And,
there's so many.
You did put Jericho in your top
yeah,
five?
Yeah, oh, definitely, man. Definitely. Val Venus. I'm just kidding. No.
You know what? I'm surprised you're not saying, because you like heels. And you
like
what's, the guy with the kick. Why am I going?
I got Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels, definitely. Thank you.
Shawn Michaels. Was good. Bret Hart was good.
Bret Hart, yeah.
But do you like the style of Shawn Michaels?
I like Shawn's style. Yeah, I definitely did.
John says, fine, American the Brawler is. Yeah, he is. I forget his real name. Was it Steve something?
Steve Lombrosi or
Lombardo
something.
Lombardo or something.
Brooklyn Brawler.
That guy was a jobber, man. Damn, that guy was
a jobber. Everybody. Okay, so I'm going to do a quick trivia, and whoever gets it, anybody watching can answer it. We'll give you a few minutes here. What year and what pay-per-view, you know what, forget the year. What pay-per-view did The Rock debut on, his very first wrestling match?
What year?
No, what pay-per-view.
What pay-per-view? Oh, the pay-per-view.
Chris, do you know?
He debuted his first...
His very first professional...
In the pay-per-view.
Yes.
I'll say the Royal Rumble.
Okay. Does anybody
watch
it?
That would make sense, but... That would make sense for anybody to come out.
Are you going with Royal Rumble?
Because they didn't have as many back then as they did now. Well, maybe.
They always had 30.
No, I'm not talking about participants. I'm talking about pay-per-views.
SummerSlam.
Is it Royal Rumble?
Survivor Series.
Oh, I was about to say that.
And he was on a team, and the very first person he ever pinned, Bryan Adams, Crush.
Ah, Crush.
Crush.
Demolition, man. John got it, dude. Because he's on a delay.
Yeah.
He got it.
Oh, he got it, yeah.
Very impressive.
Wow.
And Undertaker premiered a Survivor
yes,
Series.
Yes, he did. 1990. Yeah.
Paul Bearer.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Paul Bearer. Oh,
Undertaker!
I was listening to it was like a flashback of Survivor Series. It was like a memory, and Hulk Hogan was fighting Undertaker, and Bobby the Brain Heenan was calling it. And Bobby the Brain, what about? What?
I was gonna say top three announcers of all time.
Oh yeah, Bobby. Oh, wow. Bobby's amazing. But he was talking about. He made me lose my train of thought. He said something that was so funny, made me laugh out loud. He always had the best stuff.
He did.
Man. Remember when Shawn Michaels
yeah.
was going to turn on Marty Jannetty? And he was like...
Do you remember that, Matt?
He kicked him through the glass? Or
what he said, he was like, that's what I... They made up. Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty made up. Shawn Michaels gave him a hug. And Bobby the Brain was like, you see, they're no good without each other. And then they need each other. And then right there, Shawn Michaels threw him through the window. And Bobby Heenan was like, I knew it. He doesn't need Marty Jannetty. Hilarious.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up. We had an awesome time with you, man. Thanks
awesome.
For coming by.
Thank you.
The winner of the day is potato chips. That's the big winner all around.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone said fries on the poll. Wrestling is always a winner. You're going to Monday Night Raw next week.
You better
we'll be there as well, sitting on the front row, all expenses paid by WWE because of our podcast platform.
Yep.
They. We might be able to interview Triple H, possibly.
Well, they offered us to, but I said, look, we're here as fans. We're not here working.
So I got my kid.
We just want to watch the show. And they said, we respect that. So yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We might change our mind. It just depends.
Yeah, you got to give respect to one wrestler, though. Come on, everybody. Buff the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Buff Bagwell.
Dude, he was at the Strawberry Festival a couple years ago.
Got to respect that.
Was he here last year or the year before?
Is he still buff?
Yeah, he looks the same pretty much. Yeah. He's not top buff, but you know he's 15 years older now.
We got Buff the Stuff. We got Rock and Roll Express.
Yeah, those guys come every year.
So here's what we can do. We could do a bunch of these segments, different segments or different topics each episode. Top five tag teams of all time. Top managers. Top heels. Top faces. Stables. I mean divas. Jeez. Anyway.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up. Thank you guys so much for watching. Thanks for all your questions. And we'll see you next time, man. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
All right.